now. Let's go right to the phone.
Oh, yeah.
One of our favorites on the phone, Don West.
Hello there.
Don, how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Let me tell you something right now. You are one of my favorites ever. I used to watch that Shop at Home and just be hypnotized. You were hypnotic selling the cards.
So you were staying up that late, huh?
Of course, and you know I wasn't alone. There's so many people that would just watch it because of Don West. He would, you'd be on there just screaming your head off about these cards, and I felt like I wanted a call. Like, you made it sound like the best. It's the best deal ever.
It was the best deal ever.
and I'd be like, I gotta have that. I gotta have it. And then you'd say like, hey, give me 3 minutes on the clock. And they'd give
and
the
then
3 minutes.
The clock would keep going.
The clock would go for 10 more minutes there, Don. And I'd be freaking out like, maybe I should call. But then I missed the deal and I'd start feeling good about myself. But I felt like I missed what you would call the best deal ever. And then you'd bring up the next deal and go, if you wasted your money on that last thing, you're crazy. This is the best one ever. And all over again, I'm there. It's 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. I got to get to sleep, Don West. It was amazing. And then when you left, I was like, I couldn't watch it. Couldn't watch it anymore. I couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I heard that from a lot of people.
I bet you have.
Hey, Don, you got to give us a little bit, though.
Okay.
Give us something in that Don West voice of yours.
I'll tell you what, the Open Anthony show is unbelievable. There are a couple Jim and Tins.
Jim and Tins. I love it. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What was up with that goddamn McGuire rookie card? I swear to God, it seemed like there were a million or 6 million of these things, 100 million of them out there, but you made everyone sound special.
Well, I'll tell you what, at one point in 98, it was special.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, like anything, and you know, and that in the collectible business, you know, it can go up or down, but...
Yeah,
I remember that, you know, in 96 and 97, it was an $8 card, and then it became a... $5,000 card. Now
yeah.
It's back down again, you know.
Yeah, so many of them got out there, but every night, we're going to throw in the McGuire. Look, I opened the pack. There's a McGuire rookie. I can't believe it.
Hey, you got to go with what's selling, buddy.
You would lose your mind. You'd open up the pack. Give me a pack. I'm opening it right now. And you'd open the thing up, and almost your head would almost explode when you would see what's going. All right, I'm thumbing through. There's going to be, you don't know what you're going to get, but you're guaranteed to get something that's going to be worth a lot more than you paid for it.
Oh, I used to have people call in and he's going to have a heart attack or get him off the cocaine or, you know, whatever, you know.
You're going like, to be able to open up your own card store. That was my favorite one, where you just had, like, everything. We'll even throw in the cash register.
We got a guy on the line, Dave. He said he bought so much stuff from you, Don, that he even bought Beanie Babies.
Hey, I don't even think, you know, that's a chapter in my life I try to forget.
Yeah, they kind of...
One year, I sold more Beanie Babies probably than anybody other than the manufacturer.
You know something? When you first got on the Shop at Home, they had you selling other things besides just the sports memorabilia. So when I tune in and saw you, it's Flopsy Wopsy the Bunny. Flopsy Wopsy.
My friends eat me up with that. Hey, God, how much is Smoochy going for today? <You know? laughs>
It was classic. You had to friggin' watch this guy. Just amazing. And then I've heard all kinds of rumors and whatnot. What happened? You were the most popular guy on, I think, any of the home shopping network type channels. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're gone. Not a word about it. What happened?
Well, you know, there's not really much to say. They had a big change in management.
Yeah.
And
but who wouldn't like you?
Well, it wasn't necessarily that. I was wanting to move on. And I've had some, you know, other opportunities. And then, of course, you know, just, you know, contract-wise, they were like, well, we'll pretty much pay you not to work for anybody for a while. So it was a win-win situation.
Oh,
so there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, so they told you don't go over to the other network and start selling stuff for them.
But, you know, so we took a good, nice, long vacation and got to do some things. And then I started back up, and I do like infomercials now, sports infomercials.
Sports infomercials. I haven't seen any of
these. Same type of products. I just do them in an infomercial form. But the beauty is, you know, you make the tapes and you send them all out, and they're airing all over the country and, you know, different time slots.
Do you have a bigger piece of that than you did the...
Oh, absolutely.
Nice, Don.
Absolutely.
There you go, Don. I got to ask this because a lot of people are calling in. Any of the crap that you sold actually go up in value?
Oh, goodness, yes. Oh, absolutely.
Another guy's like, how much of a scam were those cards?
You know, I'll be honest with you, though. It was something that I collected for 10 years.
Right.
And still do. And so that was, you know, it's easy selling something that you love and love doing.
Well, you
and,
could tell you knew about it, and you were passionate about it, and you were a lunatic about it.
That's right. And they're ball cards. And there's not many cards that people bought years and years ago that aren't worth more today. You know what I mean? So, sure, they might not be worth what they were 2 years ago. And I myself took a bath on Griffey Jr. rookie cards. I was hoarding them and hoarding them and hoarding them. And then,
you realize they were,
you know,
billions.
Boom, the market dropped on them. But, hey, it could come back, you know.
Now, do they print, like, more of these things? Is that what kind of makes the value go down? Because how many goddamn McGuire rookie cards could there have been? It seems like someone reprinted these goddamn things.
Hey, Don, is it also you think the card's worth more money now because years ago parents would throw them out, like in the 50s?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And they only had one card company, too, back then.
Yeah, you know, you used to have Tops alone. And then,
now they got, yep. I don't know, 20
now
or 30.
You've got, you know, 500. I mean, you got 20 different versions in the same company, you know.
Yep, yep.
So it really gets confusing anymore. In fact, a lot of people ask me, what do you suggest? And I'm like, I don't even know what to tell you anymore. Because, you know, I myself would get burned. I would have something, and I'd think, man, this is just the hottest crap in the world, you know, and this is awesome. And then all of a sudden next week you find out, oh, well, yeah, there was 500,000 of those made, but nobody had any, so somebody's got all the others, and all of a sudden they flood the market, you know. So.
You know what, though? You could have gone anywhere with any crap card and just stand on a street corner and go, hey, people, Jim Minton, I'm selling my own card collection. And people would buy them from you at ridiculous prices. It's just that you have that way about you that you can sell this stuff, because I used to sit there. When you brought out that Tiger Woods set, this is toward the end of your tenure there, and you were selling the Tiger Woods rookie card, it was like, I got to get my hands on this. Next week, this is going up in value, $80 billion gajillion dollars.
I think it's only $60 billion now. I was off about
like
20.
That. But it was like, if I didn't get to my goddamn phone, I'm missing out. And they got a guy, you know, I don't know what your relationship is with the people there now, but they really are trying to make the guy on there now sound like you, and it just doesn't wash there, Don.
Well, they don't have my opinion, he doesn't have the knowledge that that I did in the field. And you're right, it's kind of an imitation, and which, you know, I'm flattered, but I just want everybody to know that's not me out there.
Hey, right. Don Anthony has done so many Don West bits, it's not even funny. We've sold virgins on our show.
I remember that.
Oh, you heard that one?
I remember that. Yeah. You guys sent it over to one of our guys, and they played it. That was the funniest skit I ever saw.
Yeah,
virgins.
We've been doing quite a few of those. Who was the guy on the phone with you? Remember the guy that would call up?
Yeah, he was one of the vendors that supplied a lot of the product. And
because
he would come on when his product was on.
You were the rudest son of a bitch to him on the phone, Don. He'd be talking about something. Yep. You'd be like, all right, I'm going to open up some cards. You tell him about it. I'm going to look for, and you'd be looking. I'm going to see how many Griffey cards are in here. And the guy would be going,
Don, let me tell you something. This is an amazing deal. You're going to get the amount of cards you're going to.
Oh, my God, I found one. I found one. And you'd lose your mind, and the guy. You pretty much be going, shut up. Could you swerve into a pole while you're driving your car? It was amazing. You were so rude, but I was captivated, Don West. What the hell are you doing now?
Well, like I said, I've got the infomercial thing, but the most exciting thing that I've started is this brand-new wrestling pay-per-view program that's going to be on every Wednesday night starting June 19th, and it's the NWA presents TNA.
TNA.
Total nonstop action, but there's a little double meaning there if you get my drift.
I think we could figure that out, Don West. And,
it's gonna be unreal, and it's gonna be only. And here's the beauty of it: it's every week, mm-hmm. same time, same place, only $9.95, so it's not like it's, you know, I mean, that's a six-pack, you know, it's nothing.
It's not the ordinary pay-per-view price you would
think.
No,
not when you're going out paying $40 a pop, and we're going to be able to do this, you know, I mean, just, it's going to be so much, you know, more exciting and compelling storylines.
And it's only $9.95, people.
It's only $9. I'm telling you, folks, there is not a better pay-per-view deal. I mean, seriously, there's not a better pay-per-view deal, period, on television. I mean, we're going to be able to show you, and that's the beauty of it, too. Since we're only pay-per-view, every week we can show you something, shock you with something.
Now that's what I want to talk about. Are we going to be seeing a little risque stuff? Are there any women involved in this?
My God, there better be, or I was signed up for the wrong thing.
And you're going to announce?
Yes, I'm going to be one of the announcers.
That is fan-effing-tastic. I swear to God, I am going to check this out just to watch you announce this.
You know what? I'll tell you what, too, and I appreciate that's why you're going to tune in, but it's going to be so neat.
Well, if it's good, then we'll continue, sure.
That you're going to be hooked, and, you know, I won't even be that big of a part of it, you know. But I'm going to try to get my two cents in there wherever I can.
Him just talking about, give me the phone. I want to order right now. I can't
let
help it.
Let me give
it.
You the in-demand number right now. You can get your order in.
You're turning people into zombies. Sell it to us, Don.
Hey,
Sell it.
The beauty about this, you don't have to wait till 3 o'clock in the morning to watch it either. I mean, this is 8 o'clock at night, buddy.
8 o'clock. Hey, who'd you get to wrestle?
Oh, they've got all kinds of difference in there. And they're doing every day on the website, somebody new is announced, but just, you know, kind of along your genre that you're going to love, like some of the people they've signed is like Puppet the Psycho Dwarf. I kid you not.
Puppet the Psycho Dwarf.
This is out of this world. The Psycho Dwarf, the meanest, baddest little SOB you ever saw.
Does he hit people with a dryer door?
What's that?
No, don't mind Jimmy Norton. He's just one of our guys.
But that's just some of the fun things. But I mean, the you know, the World's Ultimate Fighter, Ken Shamrock's on there, and they're signing every day. In fact, you know, like I've just recently signed, but every day they're released. They're not even letting me know. You got to pretty much go to the website, and they release them every day. That, you know, some of the different people. But it's going to be totally different. I mean, it's going to be like what people have seen before, but yet so much different, and like I said, you know, we're going to push the envelope. I mean, I'm not lying. We are going to push the envelope.
That's what we want to say. Don, you still got the same hairdo?
Yeah, still got this. I got a goatee now, though.
Oh, you got the goat now
got
going.
Got the goatee going, but yeah, I still got the same old
the business
1950s hair or whatever it is.
Business up front, rock and roll in the back.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
I'm going to keep it till it comes back in.
The Texas tailgate. I love it. I love it, Don. Well, let me tell you something. It has just been a pleasure talking to you, and we want to talk to you again, maybe in the future, and good luck with this wrestling thing. What else are you selling, though, as far on these infomercials?
Well, I'm doing basically more generic sports packages that are the type that, well, just because of, you know, what I learned in the past, instead of coming out with something individual and saying, hey, get this Jim Minton Jeter because it's going to be, you know, if it doesn't go there, you know, you get the hassle of people calling saying, hey, right, you know, I bought this card thinking it was going to be. So what I'm doing now, you know, and learned is I'm selling so much more generic packages to where, you know, just the big boxes of, you know, 500 unopened packs.
And you just don't know what the hell you're going to get, but it could be something.
Yeah, everybody's is different, and no matter what, it's worth the $59 or the $99 you pay for it, and that's the beauty. None of them are being returned. None of them. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's
a no-brainer, baby.
We got the Mike Piazza I'm Not a Homo card. Don, it's been great talking to you.
He's got to sell our show a little bit more.
You want him to sell it a little more?
Yeah. Well, no, our show.
Oh, sell our show.
Yeah,
all right, Don.
Give us a little more Opie and Anthony stuff.
We're pretty much two jackasses, and
we'll use it in a promo.
We'll use it in a promo. Just sell our show a little bit.
Folks, if you're driving in your car right now and you're not listening to the Opie and Anthony radio show, you're a loser. You're a loser, baby. You better get on the radio right now and dial in. Because they are the best. And if you don't like what they're saying, then you're a boring person anyway.
Bravo, Don.
Seriously, though, guys.
Yeah.
NWA TNA, Total Nonstop Action, on Wednesday night, starting June 19th. Catch it.
And what's the website, real fast?
NWATNA.com.
There you go. Okay.
Don, pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
Hey, I tell you what, after the first show, I'll call you back, and you can give me some stuff about it.
Absolutely, because I think we're going to pull some sound clips of you, my friend.
Take care, buddy.
Take it easy, Don.
Bye-bye, guys.
Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, no. You got Don West, you bastard.
And I didn't think you got him. I was
He got me.
He is great.
I can't believe it.
We found Anthony.